United States of America, known as the land of the free, home of the brave, America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a larger role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, even more so than in other industrialized nations. As a liberal country that respects its citizens' right to worship, America has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the six Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert organized by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association, A Journey Through the Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. And in the face of the worst human tragedy to ever occur on U.S. soil, on September 11th, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai had also responded by immediately sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. More currently, Supreme Master Ching Hai was awarded the Los Angeles Music Week Certificate of Commendation in 2002. The commendation of dedication and outstanding service from the Mayor of Los Angeles, 2002, and the highest honor at the 2006 Annual Telly Awards. Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to this day to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states.
We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled, Use Our Wisdom and Purity to Work, in Colorado, USA, in April 93. So,
you see, you must know what you want, see, whether you do it the right way. God is very generous, give you many choices, and let you take your time, yeah, to enjoy this a little bit, enjoy that a little bit, enjoy whatever you want, because God created a lot of things for us to enjoy. I told you already. Therefore, we don't need to run away from the world. I did. Maybe it was my karma. See, bad karma. That I had to learn it the hard way. Yeah? Go to Himalaya and that. But it was good for me. It was good for me. In my way, it was good for my mental training. That I'm alone, very fragile and small, go to the Himalaya. Okay? No companion, no bodyguards, nothing. yes. Very little money. Because when I left, I just took whatever at that moment left over in my bank account. It's about a few thousand dollars, nothing more. And I offered it to the teachers that I met. But God will give again. Whatever you give in sincerity, God will repay. So that was the way I had to do, right? So you do it your way, yeah? If you're happy with us, and you give it some time to try it, you see? Have to try everything with sincerity in order to know whether it's good. If we don't know. If we don't know, we have to try everything with sincerity, give it some time to develop. Well, we plant the trees, we have to take some time, yeah? To water it and to let it have sun and all kind of condition in order to grow up, okay? So anyhow, the same with our path. If you're sure you follow the right path, it makes you happy, it makes you improve all the time, then you stay, okay? Otherwise, you know, our path has no binding, no condition, huh? No, nothing. It's just that whatever you do, be happy, yeah? Be happy and know that is at that moment God makes you undergo this kind of test or this kind of learning so that you'll be able to grow better, okay?
I'd like to know, when we practice the Guanyin method, is it not necessary to do some more physical exercise?
Oh yes, you do. You do what you need. No, it's necessary to exercise, yeah. But you exercise enough in your daily work. You know, you clean your houses, yeah? You hoover your carpet, you take a bath, yeah? And you walk to the bus stop. you open the garage with the remote control. Oh, that's also exercise for the remote control machine also, you see. No problem. And you take a walk, yeah? Or you walk up and down from one office to another. And you go shopping. I think you have enough exercises. And if you still have a lot of energy, then by all means, do some push-up. Yeah? Okay. I have taught you some exercises. At home, see, before and after meditation. You look at some of this video. Or you may sing some happy song, like, and then you exercise with it, okay? Like that. Yeah, many, many things to do. Yeah? Don't worry. But I think the mental state is more important even, huh? When you're happy, you do everything. Yeah? You bear everything. And you want to do everything, or you don't do anything, it's all right. But if you're not happy, whatever you want to do, it seems nonsense, meaningless, useless, tasteless, and right? You have no energy to do anything. Yeah? Oh, that's my experience. Sometimes when I'm very happy in something, the karma is less, and even my body is very tired, I can carry on for days and nights, no problem. I know I'm very tired, the body is tired, but I feel not necessary to stop because everything is meaningful and you just kind of continue, you know, without thinking that you should stop or sleeping or eating or anything like that. Or maybe you eat, but you don't even notice. Okay? And then maybe you talk while you're sleeping, but it doesn't matter.
Master. Is walking on the grass a way of killing?
No, please. Don't be so ridiculous about everything. You kill yourself if you're thinking in this way all the time. Because then you can never walk anywhere. It's fine if you don't want to walk on the grass because you feel that the grass is so beautiful and it's so fragile, and sometimes you hesitate to walk on. That I also had this feeling. But if I have to walk on, I walk on. Okay? I put my feeling aside for a while. Yeah. Because sometimes in our meditation center, we have not big enough room, and the room is always not comfortable enough, so we sit on the grass. So everybody sit on the grass to listen to lecture or to meditate. At that time, if you say like that, we all become standing bodhisattva. We don't do things unnecessarily to harm other beings, you understand? Or out of our brutality, understand? But we will not become nature worshippers. That nature will mean more valuable than human lives. Nature are for human lives, you understand? Except the living beings. Other things, even living beings have their roles, like they make us happy, yeah? Life lively and things like that. But the grass, even if you cut them, they grow again, okay? And they grow stronger. Huh? Sometimes if you don't mow your lawn, the grass will not be that beautiful. Isn't that not so? Okay? So we do whatever necessary and whatever good for all beings, yeah? But human lives, of course, exceed all nature's value. So in that judgment, you do things, okay? Of course, when we practice, we're very sensitive. We don't. Sometimes we walk on the grass and we feel it's so fragile, you know? And we don't like to hurt it. But it's okay. It will grow again. Okay. We don't do that every day just to try to kill the grass senselessly. But if we have to, we do it, yeah? For example, in our many centers, we never allow cutting trees. But when we have to, we do. All right? Oh, you satisfied? You okay? Oh, yes, yeah, sure. But otherwise, we can't do much about it. You try to protect as much as possible all beings, whenever you can. Understand? But otherwise, we never can walk on grass, we never can breathe even, because in the air full of sentient beings, and drink water, and we walk everywhere. Yes?
Master, this experience is very beautiful, and I would like to know that when your physical presence is not here in Colorado, that I could maintain this experience.
Yes, you would. If you always remember inward, whenever possible. And then after, sometimes it becomes a habit, yeah?
Yes.
And then even when you're working, you still maintain that happiness inside, yeah.
And can we come and visit you where you live?
Yes, after June or July, we will see where I will be. Uh-huh. Because at the moment, the demand is still increasing. According to the demanding list at the moment, if I have to see every places all the time, I don't think I can ever make it. I will take favor in one place and forget the others. That's the problem, you see.
Also, I wanted to thank you very much from the bottom of my heart, and that it's so inspiring to have a woman master that's enlightened.
Huh?
It helps me know that enlightenment is possible for me.
Yeah, you know already it's possible.
Yes.
Because your nature is enlightenment. Mm. If it were not so, I couldn't make it. I couldn't make a diamond out of a pebble.
Thank you.
Your nature is Buddha. Huh? Therefore, believe it. And don't think of me as a woman, even though I do. I am a woman. Therefore, sometimes I roar, you know, like most of the women does, just to keep the feminine trait. And otherwise, people think only men can become Buddha. Huh? So if you enjoy these days, it's very good for you. And I will try to come back as much as I can. Yes? or whenever I'm settled down somewhere for, like this. If I'm settled down somewhere for a long time, I let you know. How about that? Okay? Okay. Maybe like that. Then you just go whenever you want. All right? Yeah. We have one place which could house many people. That is New York. Yeah, New Jersey. Because it's a very big center, and it could house thousands of people. And you have shade, you have water, and never run out of water there.
You are always located in my life.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, that's good. Okay. Then you don't have to see me now even. You're welcome to go out and take fresh air and think about me. And take me in your heart, okay?
Yeah.
So goodbye. You're so cute. Yes, of course, whenever I'm there, you enjoy, and when I'm gone, it's fine with you. That's good for you. That's good. That's good. Everybody should learn from him. Okay? Yeah. Everyone is different, you see. Some people love the master spiritually and physically, mentally as well. You know, they want everything. And greedy. And some people just take the spiritual side and discard the others. Yes. And some people just love the master physical presence and they don't ask for anything else. They don't ask no question, no ask blessing, no spiritual, nothing. Yes. So each one is different, but each one must know what he needs for himself. All I can tell you is practice more. In a few more months, you understand different than what you understand now. And in a few more years, what all the important questions to you at the moment will melt like snow in the sun. And you understand everything without teacher. Whatever you get into your hands from any scriptures, you understand perfectly. So just be patient with me. And let me help you from the root of your wisdom, not from the branch of the tree of knowledge. Understand? Yes? It takes time for everything to grow.
昨天印心完，我那个打坐的时候，印心的时候，就看光光的时候，那个很强烈，很强烈，那个光好像是我受不了，我今天打坐的时候也是这样，这个光这么强烈，我好像打坐不能打下去。
啊，好可怜。那要没有光吗？要黑的吗？
没有。
Can you believe it? You can't believe it. You cannot believe it. It's unreasonable. People are like that. You see, nothing and you complain. And she says, so much, too much light for me, I can't bear it. And she complained, she said, I can't meditate anymore if so much light. Can you believe it? Anyhow, somebody will prove that. That's what she said. You speak it in English, okay?
Yeah, so many and very strong, like the sun, not very, very strong the sun. Here, it's, so my eyes, the pain, the hair is pain. Too pain for me, so I can sit.
What shall I do?
No, 因为我打坐的时候，今天打坐也是太强的那个照的我。So I think is if I need to stay like this, but I can stay long time because it's so strong for me. I don't know.
What strong?
The sunlight.
The sun was so strong?
Yeah, too strong.
White light too strong. Okay. So next time I give you black light. Then more comfortable for you? I can do that.
No. If it's right, I just need to stay like this one. So I can.
You initiated yesterday, right?
Today too.
Yes. Yeah. And just like that, and you have already strong light.
Okay.
And then if you complain, then you have dog light later.
Oh, no, no. I just ask if it's right, I just stay
okay.
Like this.
Right. That's why I tell you to keep the precept, keep vegetarian, so that your body, your mind, strong enough to withstand this light, which is heavenly light. It's not earth. That's why God cannot just give anybody light, because they will kill them. The light will kill them if they're not ready, if they don't have a master to control the intensity of the heavenly blessing. You die, understand? It kills everything. Because in this light, there's no manifestation of any creation. Nothing happened, nothing has ever been born, nothing died. You see what I mean? So you will be burned. That's why you have to meditate slowly, slowly, and according to your belief and the mental or physical preparation, the master will give, you see, bit by bit. Yeah, because everyone is different, see? Everyone is different. If you don't have a master and sometimes you accidentally tap inside the power, and you have into trouble, you get trouble. That's why many people are possessed, you see? Mental deranged, because they just meditate at random without any master, you see? Sometimes they happen to tap the inside power and they cannot handle. Just take it. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Even if you say, what, your eyes hurt and your nose hurt, but your nose is still there, your eyes are still bright. Only my eyes hurt, because always have to be in this physical life. Yeah, truly. Every time I go home, or sometimes when I lecture, and right now, my eyes are very smart, very, very sore. And it doesn't matter I put how much lubricant sometimes. It hurts right now. It hurts. It just hurts like you put sand in it. If I can bear it for your sake, then bear it for your own sake. Understand? Yes.
I just wanted to say thank you for coming. I feel like I've grown tremendously in the last 2 days.
Yeah. So fast, yeah.
Yeah.
That is because you are very simple in the heart. And your background is simple. Yes, that you have nowhere to attach yourself and nowhere to have not anywhere. So you're very open, so the blessing comes through without obstruction. So you feel great and smooth and no problem. That's why in the Bible say, except you become like a child, it's difficult to enter the kingdom of God. It's like that. Yeah, we're so used to it, complications.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for part 2 of Use Our Wisdom and Purity to Work. Up next on Supreme Master Television is Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. May your days be beautiful and joyous.